This is North Shore Today for Thursday, August 17. I'm Bill Newell in for Rick Moore. Just a quick note for our viewers of the website. We are experiencing some technical difficulties with our website today. Please bear with us. We're trying to make some corrections, but we're pressing on. Looks like it's going to be a partly sunny, partly cloudy day today. Temps in the 70s, and there is a chance of a spot shower during the day today. Two Saugus police officers are being described as heroes following this week's rescue on the Saugus River. The Daily Item reports that on Monday evening, a passerby saw a man jump from the Fox Hill Bridge into the water. Police responded to the call, and Officer Ryan Bancroft was the first to spot the man and jumped into the water to save the man who was pleading for help. Fellow officer Athanasios Limbanovias also jumped into the water to assist in the rescue. In Rockport this week, the Gloucester Times is reporting that a father and his adult daughter were rescued off the coast of Rockport this week when their boat hit the engine block of the sunken Liberty ship SS Charles S. Haight. The father and daughter out of Portsmouth, New Hampshire, were plucked off their sinking boat by Rockport Harbor Masters Scott Story and Rosemary Lesh. In Beverly, demolition of several buildings on Lower Rantoul Street near the Beverly-Salem Bridge is expected to begin soon. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News that a new $31 million apartment building will be constructed with 60 apartments. The building will be five stories high. The Daily News is reporting that Newburyport is scrambling for downtown parking spots now that construction is starting for the Market Landing Park. The project will be converting some parking spaces into green space. In other city news, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon has been receiving reports of brown water from homeowners.
And there's no consistency to it, right? This isn't a hydrant flushing situation. We're seeing some brown water at one house in the south end, and then we're seeing it down the other end of town in another house, right? What happened was with all this rain and all the runoff into our reservoirs, some of the levels of chemicals in our water are high, our nutrients in are high. Manganese is one of them. And Amesbury actually is just going through this thing too. The manganese levels are really high. So they, you know, we put chemicals under the water to balance that out. So we test the water every day. The water is completely safe, but there are this brown water. So I would say if you're out there and you're getting brown water still, first try to flush it out. You run your cold water. Try to flush that water out. If you still have brown water, please call our Department of Public Services. Call DPS. We need to know where the brown water is. I'll be honest. I had it in my house about a week and a half ago, and I haven't had it since. But I also just heard a neighbor reach out to me about it, and they had it. So
the reports of brown water are somewhat random, according to Reardon. The cost of homes in Massachusetts continues to rise, as do mortgage rates in data that spans for the past 12 months. The Salem News reports that the Warren Group is reporting that the number of home sales has declined, however, by 23% from over a year ago. Condo prices are seeing the same increases as the cost increases for single-family homes. Sports is next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost to the Nationals last night. Here's baseball insider Andy Carboni.
Kind of an ugly fashion. They lose to the Nationals 6-2. Pablo Reyes had a two-run home run in the eighth inning to tie the game at two. But then before you know it, Garrett Whitlock was on in the bottom of the eighth, and he gave up four runs. So this afternoon in D.C., the Sox Nationals wrap up the three-game series. The matinee at 4:05. Chris Sale will be on the mound. And then after this afternoon's game, Sox continued the 10-game road trip, the weekend series in the Bronx, and they'll move to the Lone Star State to take on the World Series champion Astros in a four-game set. Sox now find themselves today at 63-57, hitting today's contest in fourth place in the AL East, 10.5 games behind the Orioles. Sox three games behind the Blue Jays for that final AL wildcard spot.
So, Andy, with today's 4:05 Red Sox start against the Nationals, Chris Sale pitching, what are the Sox looking for Sale in today's game?
Coming back from the injured list last week, he gave up a couple runs in that outing, but overall he was kind of untouchable. He gave up just a few hits in that one. He struck out seven, so you would think that Sale this afternoon should be to extend himself to at least five innings, if not six. They wanted to kind of keep him around 40 to 50 pitches that first time out, so I would think that'd be extended a little bit in today's game. Of course, it'll all depend on how he performs getting out of the gate. So, the Sox bullpen could use a little bit of a break as well. So hopefully he can get at least into the fifth or sixth inning.
MSO Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni. The Patriots' next preseason game, Saturday night against Green Bay. Today, we're featuring another North Shore football coach as part of our summer series with the coaches. We are learning from the coaches about their playing days up to their transition into coaching. Today, we feature Lynn English coach Anthony LaFrada. A game or two that stand out for LaFrada in his life, they were two games where he was an assistant coach, but they did not win those games.
My first official year on the staff, I believe this is 2013. I have to go back and double-check the year. The first one is Lynn English versus Havel. It's like the very first year of the playoff system that they instituted now in the state of Massachusetts. And I was coaching, and we got in as an 8 seed, and Havel was the number 1 seed. So I think we were still in Division 1 or 2 at this point. And, you know, Havel was supposed to beat us up pretty good. They were undefeated at the time, and we went into Havel. And we lost that game, I think it was 10-7, I think was the final score. I know Havel did not score an offensive touchdown. Their only touchdown was a pick six. And, you know, that stands out. The reason I bring that game up is because we were supposed to get blown off. A lot of times in high school football, if you're, you know, sometimes if a team has superior talent, it eventually pulls through. You know, 8 seed versus a 1 seed. I don't think there's been an 8 seed that's upset a 1 seed since they started this playoff format. And we were that close when I was coaching at Lynn English. And the same thing with Wakefield. When I was at Wakefield, we went into Marblehead, and we lost by a score. And they were the 1 seed, and we were the 8 seed. And we just missed beating them. And what for me as a coach, I look back on those games and say, if you come up with the right game plan and you get these kids to believe in themselves, you're going to give yourself a chance. And, you know, that would have been such an incredible feeling to pull those two upsets off. And knowing twice I've been on two staff that were so, so close, it allows me to give the message to my athletes that you don't worry about what's happened in the past. Don't worry about your record is right now. You know, let's put it together for these next 48 minutes of football. And we can pull out a victory. It doesn't matter who we're playing.
Lynn English coach Anthony LaFrada is hoping his Bulldogs will be much improved here in 2023.
I would say in my first year, we were taking baby steps every practice. Now we want to start taking, you know, leaps and bounds. We want to be hitting the ground running because you can't afford to waste time. We have a strong opponent right out the gate in Lawrence. Our first two scrimmages are Marblehead, who's one of the best teams in the state every year, and Malden Catholic is our second scrimmage. So, you know, you have no time to waste. You gotta make sure you're going full tilt right off the chute on the first day of practice.
English coach Anthony LaFrada. In Marblehead, Lisa Wales has been named the new girls soccer coach for this fall. That is Sports Along with Rick Moore. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great Thursday, everybody. And thanks for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.